Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Blocks Talks Roblox Review Podcast. I'm Mathman Boy.
And it's Ruffled Weaker here.
Ruffled Weaker is coming back for today's episode, which is going to be a lot of crazy fun. Because today, obviously, as you have heard, we have a new microphone. And I love it. And it's awesome. Thank you, parents, for purchasing that. And, yes, it has a soundboard. Yep, it's very exciting, and so I think that will hopefully brighten up our episodes. First off, obviously, today's episode, what is it going to be about? Well, it's going to be about the amazing game Nostalgia Hangout Game. Yes, the ... question mark is part of the title. So, let's just jump right into reviewing this game. Be sure to sit back and relax for this one, guys, because it's going to be maybe long, maybe short, and it's just going to be really fun, just like the game is. So, as always,
just smile
and enjoy the show. And if you don't understand that just smile reference, you'll understand by the end of this summer. And hopefully you will play the game to further understand this. It is a game that is very hard to explain at some parts. So let's begin. Obviously, we start at the basics. This game was created by One Who Finds and a nostalgia hangout game by One Who Finds. They have a group. Join it. You can follow them, you know, do that. The games are not in his group. They are actually on his profile. It's important to note. One thing I did really appreciate about these games are that they did hire, like, voice actors and stuff for all the different voices. And at one part, they actually used the voices of several Roblox streamers, which, was a little bit controversial, but no one really cared. And also, they just use professional voice acting, and you think it's such terrible graphics, and then you go on and you realize what it really is. So, let's just start at the beginning here. Day 1, December 11th, 2012. You are inside your house, on the rule, wall is posted a singular rule. Don't go outside during night. You walk outside, and a postman NPC pops up, and he says how great it's been to have you friends since 2010. He just goes on talking about that, and then he finally closes with, be sure not to go out at night because of the wolves. And then you walk back into your house, and you go to bed. And that's when the crazy things start. You wake up in the middle of the night. And instead of the rules saying, don't go outside, it says just the opposite. Go outside? And, this is, one of the interesting things. The farther you are away from it, it says one thing, and the closer you are, it says another thing. And of course, you have to go outside, and if you look around, you will see that some very strange things are happening, and I did forget to mention genre, lore, / mystery, / myth, and also because of a lot of the portions of this game, there are countless flashing lights, maybe a ish jump scare in there. It's just intense in general. It's creepy. There's some extremely loud noises on night 3, and it can be really creepy at some points. If you have ever played a lot of scary games on Roblox, and you know that feeling where you're like, wait, is this actually real? Where you get that feeling, it's like, I know it's not real, but wait, is it? There is some of that in there, and I think they did a really nice job with that, because I really did appreciate that. I think it made the experience really fun, really terrifying, really heart-pounding. Now, without further ado, here's Ruffled Weaker to talk about on the next two nights.
So on day one, is technically day one again because it's the same date, you see a weird guy in your window. I don't really know how to explain him. Then, like, you have a TV in your house, and suddenly the screen goes all staticky, and there's a staticky noise. So you go up, and you remove the screen, and you see a camera and, like, a bunch of wires. So apparently they've been watching you. So you go out, and you see the mailman, and he says the exact same thing. So then you go back in, and you go back to bed.
It is important to note here that I think I found a way to describe the guy. After looking at, like, a reference photo, it is basically what you see if you got a full black body suit on the marketplace. Have you ever seen one of those full black body suits that's not for, like, blocky, for one of the newer Anthro avatars? It looks just like that, no body inside, just walking around your house. Which is strange considering that everything is really, really classic textures.
So, on I'm just going to say a lot of weird things start happening, and then it's day one again. So, you go out, and then the mailman says, the server's going to restart. Mm-hmm. And so, the server's going to restart because a lot of weird things are happening, and they need to restart the server. And then he gets, this part might be a little scary for some people, but he gets, like, speared. He gets, like, stabbed with a bunch of spears because I don't know, really know why.
So it is revealed later, that the villain, their power kind of is, like, this spike that comes out of the ground, and the spike killed him, of course. Just an NPC. Obviously, there's no blood, because, like, it's Roblox, of course. Not too terrible. Though, what does happen is your screen does go static during that part. So, yeah.
And so, you go back to bed, and on night three, the server is about to restart, so, like, there's a note on the floor in your house saying you need to get out,
I think. Stay inside.
Yeah, stay inside. And, like, all your windows are boarded up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of weird things just happen. So I'm just going to say, I don't want to spoil too much. So I'm just going to say you go out of your house and then you.
Well, you don't go out of your house right away. You stay inside your house.
And then,
and when you're inside your house, your screen kind of goes black for certain amounts of time. And you'll start hearing stuff like, and then some, like, soldier dudes, and they're coming, and, you know, they're, like, firing some, guns and stuff at this guy, and you'll occasionally hear some yells. Then you just see all these guys, like, dressed in tactical army outfits that have all been stabbed, by the spike guy. So is the spike guy a good guy? And then that's when you walk, out of your house, and you see this thing, and it's like a rift. It reminds me of the rift in Doors, the connection between time and space, and it serves a really similar function here, and that is once you step inside, you are transported into another part of the metaverse. And if you don't understand that reference, basically, Roblox announced over the last few years, and this is where we get lore heavy, over the next few years, they're trying to develop Roblox into this crazy metaverse platform, with all the new updates. They've added, like, 17-plus Roblox, for adults, different types of games, voice chat, FaceTime calls, face, controlling movements, and soon, there's going to be, like, the avatar item mover. So, you know, that one item that you just want to move onto the shoulder of your character, but it just doesn't sit quite right. Well, you're going to be able to move it until it does sit perfectly on your character. They're starting to move more away from the idea of classic avatars. So blocky avatars, classic items, like pants, t-shirts, shirts, and faces. They're moving away from that, and many players really don't like that. But Roblox has their vision, and they're not going to be changing it. And so, as we are diving deep, lore heavy into here, you're inside this area. It's called the RIS headquarters, area number 4. And I think RIS stands for Roblox in between system or, society, something like that. And they are basically like the Roblox moderation team. I think they represent the Roblox moderation team. So the Roblox moderation team, of course, they show, repeatedly these, headquarter locations, and it just shows 3 games: Bloxfruit, Brookhaven, and Doors. And those come into play in number 2, in which you actually do, like, go through chase sequences in many popular Roblox games, including Doors, and, it's very suspenseful. It's like the Seek chase, but Seek is actually dead. And, anyway, we move on, and you find this elevator, you go down, and, after you go down this elevator, you're in this, like, almost, it gives me the SCP kind of feeling. And it just says, like, smile on this door, Metaverse Anomaly. And, here's where the game, this is my favorite part of the game. This is why I say it's one of the best made Roblox games. So you open the door, and you see this, guy named Smile. And, he talks in a voice a lot like,
"Yes, and he's very mysterious. And so this guy, he takes you into a cutscene, basically, and in this cutscene, some crazy things happen. Very crazy."
So this guy actually starts talking about, how, like, he has been freed in this epic cutscene, and you're just shown screenshots in black and white. And then all of a sudden, you see all of these major Roblox screenshots. The one with all the newer Roblox characters lined up on the hill. You see that one. And then there, right there, right there. Want to know what you see? You see Smile. You see him smiling in the background. You move on to the Ready Player 2 event. You look around, you see him in the background. And then it kind of gets controversial here. So, he's talking about how, like, he's been freed, and then he starts talking about how he witnessed the birth of this metaverse, and, shows a picture of him in Crossroads, in, like, all these major Roblox screenshots, and they're really well put together. And, here's where it kind of gets controversial. He says, like, he's been hiding in the shadows, and it shows a picture of a Halloween graveyard event, and, I've watched, like, streamers do this, and they've looked around, and then they see it, and they see it on the grave of Leo Smiles. And if you go on the Roblox Myth Wiki, it clearly states that the Smiles family, Leo Smiles, who is the deceased son, has nothing to do with Smile the Hacker, which was reported in 2014, and, so that's where it kind of gets controversial. So you can clearly tell that this guy has certain beliefs on certain Roblox myths. And then there are some voice lines, by, some very, well-known creators. So, first, after that happens, the screen just goes black, and it shows the poster for RB Battles. If you don't know what RB Battles is, that's where Roblox YouTubers went head-to-head in tournaments. They would have competitions like who can have the highest bounty, who can have the highest bounty within 15 minutes in jailbreak. who can get the most kills big paintball, and who can win the most games in epic minigames, stuff like that. And then it just shows Creekcraft's avatar on that poster, and then it says, there's this myth about this guy named Smile, as Creekcraft would say it. And then he talks about how, he misses the days when everything was classic and when everything was perfect. And so he's clearly stating he misses the classic days of Roblox. And this is really delved deeper into in the second game. And then, so they're talking about all of this, and that's when they finally get to the point where it's like they look in the RV Battles poster, an event by the feet of the YouTubers. You can see Smile clearly there, and you see him in jailbreak and all these things, and then it just goes to him turning around, and it's like, you don't have to worry.
He just says this. He goes, just in a different voice. And then it goes, all you have to do is just smile.
So, pretty crazy cutscene we got going on there. There are a lot of crazy events that occur in this game, and I really do recommend playing it. The animations are brilliant. The second game is amazing, and it's awesome. I would really recommend playing it. Great game, if that is your kind of thing. This has been an incredibly long summary, so we're just going to shortly jump into our opinions. All right, everyone, now it's time for our opinions, of course. Yes, I know. We do love the opinion segment as much as you guys do. So we're going to keep this one short and sweet because we did make our summary really long. Sorry I went a little long there. I just thought it was necessary to bring into detail all of the crazy things that happened in this game. So, without further ado, we're going to have Ruffled Beaker talk about her opinions on this game.
I like this game. So, we first watched the Think Noodles video of him playing the game. And so, we were really intrigued. We thought it was really cool. So we searched it up on Roblox, and we played it, and that was just really fun. I thought it was really mysterious, and it had a lot of lore behind it, and yeah.
I really enjoyed this game because, one, I personally enjoy Roblox Myths a lot, and I think that they took the second game to the next level because they talk about all the banned Roblox hackers, and eventually they end up talking about Cool Kid, the Banlands, and that goes everywhere all around, but of course that's the second game. I really do like this game, full of lore, full of mystery, full of myths, and full of the creator's opinions on this game. Graphics are incredibly amazing, animations awesome, cutscene beautiful, beautiful. I cannot tell you how many times I have watched that over and over again. You cannot play this game with friends, which is kind of a bummer, because obviously, this is, one person experience. You cannot have two players in it, which is kind of sad, but also really does make sense, because of the way the game does function. So I think that's okay. And finally, I believe it is now time for us to, jump right into our, ratings of this game. Now it is time for, the ratings part of today's episode. It is my favorite part of every episode, and I'm sure it's someone else's. Anyone? 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 Okay, guess no one. But still, favorite part of this episode. So let's just get right into graphics. Same 10-point scale as always. Let's do this.
Okay, so for the graphics, at first it looks really basic, but that's because they're showing what old Roblox used to be. So I would, because I really like the cutscene and it is super cool, so I think I'll give it a 9 out of 10. Like, the graphics are just really cool.
For graphics, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. It was absolutely amazing, the way they animated their cutscenes. It reminded me a lot of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, with some of the animations, some of the cutscenes, yes. This whole multiverse idea. And maybe that's just Roblox's inspiration, but I don't know. I think that was a really nice aspect of the game that they added in. Made it awesome, truly awesome. And so now we are going to move into our second category. It's going to be difficulty. Wow.
So, well, this game isn't very difficult. I don't think there's any point where you can die, so it's not really that difficult. And, yeah, it's not that hard to do basically the things that you need to do. So I'd give it like a 8 out of 10 difficulty.
And I myself, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. Because of no difficulty, it's a game you would say is completely scripted and a bit like Stereotypical Obby. In fact, this game reminded me a lot of Stereotypical Obby with the amount of lore and special Easter eggs and the cool cutscenes at the end that really brought it out of what it previously was. But a lot different things. Something that is actually perhaps real in someone's actual opinions. And it gets to the point eventually where it's like, wait, is this real? If you do know that feeling. It's a great feeling. It gets your heart rate up. But it can also be quite creepy in the moment. Obviously. So, I think this game is really more like, do I want to continue this? This is super scary. What am I going to do? Do I continue this? Do I not? So, as always, never feel forced to play any game on Roblox. Know your limits, for sure, important thing. So, now we are going to head into our third, final category. That is enjoyability.
So, for enjoyability, I will rate it probably a 9 out of 10. I like this game. It's really fun to play, but I like playing with my friends a lot because that's mostly what I'm doing most of the time when I'm playing. I'm usually playing with Queen Shadowheart or other friends. And I like the game, but I don't like the fact that I can't play with multiple players.
And I think it does make sense that you cannot, because it is scripted, obviously. I really do enjoy this game. I take screenshots in here all the time. I send it to friends. It's not really a game that a lot of my friends are into, so it's a nice game to play all alone. It's very engaging, so I'm going to say I'm going to rate it a good old, it's a for sure a solid 9 out of 10. Because it is really enjoyable, but of course, after, it's not like something you play over and over again, right? You play it like a couple times, though it doesn't really get old, I guess, but like, eventually it comes to the point where you're just like, alright, we want the end cutscene, we want that final night with the huge battle and everything. So, that can kind of sometimes get annoying if you're playing this over and over again. And, that is it for our opinions on this, ratings on this game. So now we're going to be heading into
outro.
Well, that is it for today's fairly long episode. We do hope you enjoyed it, and I would really encourage playing this game. If your interest was piqued in any way, I think you'll find it really fun. In fact,
you should just play it. I mean, like, it's really fun.
But anyway, it's an incredibly fun game. But of course, we do have the usual announcements. One, we need you guys. Two, we don't need you two, but if you did enjoy today's show and you enjoyed the rest of the show, feel free to give us a 5 stars on Spotify, leave an answer in the Q&A, give us a 5-star rating, maybe just 5 stars, maybe just a rating. Actually, you can't just do a rating alone, but anyway, give us 5 stars on there. We really do appreciate that. We enjoy reading your comments every day. Me and Rex, we have a lot of fun with that. We are so glad how much the show has grown. And this episode is going to be the last episode of the year, I do believe. And so I just want to thank all of our listeners for sticking through thick and thin, really. Podcast, co-host or no co-host, solo, special guests. Special episodes, all sorts of different fun things. We have enjoyed doing it, hopefully as much as you guys have enjoyed listening to it. I really have appreciated the support you guys have given us through this about half the year we have been podcasting, which is kind of hard to believe. Wrapping up the episode, I just want to say a big thank you to Ruffled Weaker for joining us this episode and just this year. I have really appreciated you being willing to step in time to time after stepping down from the role of co-host. Thank you, listeners, for understanding that. That has been great. Also, I do want to say, we have come a very long way from where we first were, and it's kind of been crazy to see. And coming out here with a microphone and soundboard and professional streaming kit in my recording studio, a set recording studio, it's just crazy to see how far this podcast has come. And it's kind of crazy to think that you guys have been there through it all. Even, not through it all, because you haven't listened to the pilot episodes, obviously. Which, if you don't know what those are, pilot episodes were the first couple of episodes. We started podcasting back in, I think it was May.
Early summer.
May or June. We were kind of just bored. And we decided, hey, let's try and start a podcast. And, that was a really cool moment. I think all of my friends do remember when I told them. And I remember going into a Roblox server and announcing that, and doing some crazy things with Dragons and Wings of Fire and roleplays. That has been really cool to see the support from you guys. And I hope you guys have had a wonderful year so far in Roblox, listening to our show, and we hope that you will join us again for more awesome Roblox adventures. See you around, guys. Until next time, I'm Matt Fanboy.
And I'm Ruffled Weaker.
And I'm Rex. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.